impossible for a plain yellow pumpkin to become a golden carriage. Impossible for a plain country bumpkin and a prince to join in marriage. And four white mice will never be four white horses.
I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Bedford North Lawrence High School is presenting Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella. Yes, the Cinderella that was written really with Julie Andrews in mind. Their version of Julie Andrews is Madeline Samarzia, who happens to be the daughter of the director there, Brian Samarzia. We were going to be talking with Prince Charming, but Prince Charming's taking an AP bio test. And, you know, there are things to be considered when one's working on one's education. Brian, thanks very, very much for joining us. Why don't we talk with you just a bit, and then we'll ask the lady with the glass slippers to talk.
Sounds good to me.
Tell us a little bit about putting this production together. Why'd you pick this particular show?
Well, it's a really beautiful show, a classic Rodgers and Hammerstein score, and I knew that at least this school year I was going to have some just outstanding women in my choral groups, and this show is heavy laden with some excellent women's roles. So we were poised to do this show, and we were really looking forward to it.
Now, as you were casting this particular show and thinking about the fact that you had a strong women's group, tell us a little bit about the distaff side. How about your male roles?
We have some really fun male roles, of course, as well. Prince Charming, and you have to have a very charming prince. And we have a wonderful king, some very stately men. And then there's some smaller supporting roles in the men's side. That really has helped to cultivate those young performers, feel comfortable on stage, get some good stage time and experience so that they'll be ready to just kind of grandfather into some more mature, larger roles in the upcoming years.
Brian, as you're working with young actors and actresses, sometimes one of the things that kind of is a problem is dancing. How's that working for you?
Actually, you know, the dance has been probably one of the biggest challenges for us in this production, just because the style of dance is so different from what students are used to doing. You know, that real close partner couple dancing, the waltzes, that Viennese style, and to maintain that ballroom carriage and to pull off something and make it look convincing, too, I think has been a really big challenge for our kids, but they are certainly rising to that challenge.
We're talking with Brian Samarzia. He's the director of choral activities at Bedford North Lawrence High School and the director of the upcoming production of Cinderella.
Impossible things are happening every day.
Brian, could we speak with the lady of the evening?
Yes, of course. Here she is.
Hello.
Hi. Now, you're Madeline Samarzia.
Yes.
Madeline, what year are you in?
I'm a junior this year.
Uh-huh. Have you been in other productions at the school there?
Yes. This is my third one just at BNL, and I've been doing some smaller roles in other shows that my dad has done before this one. So.
Uh-huh. What shows have you been in?
Annie, Little Orphan Annie, Gypsy, Into the Woods, Once Upon a Mattress, Sound of Music, some other ones, so.
You've had a chance to work in some of the classics.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about playing the role of Cinderella, and tell us a little bit about you and Julie Andrews.
All right. Well, I really look up to Julie Andrews. She was a great performer and a good role model for a lot of young women actresses, and I really love playing Cinderella. It's a great opportunity and a lot of fun. You know, getting to try on the slippers and have a prince, so.
It's an interesting role for a girl who sounds as if she keeps her feet pretty firmly on the ground.
Yeah, Cinderella and I are not too much alike, but that makes it even more fun to play her.
We've been talking with Cinderella, Madeline Samarzia. She plays the role at Bedford North Lawrence's production of the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical. Opens on the 5th, plays the 5th and 6th at 7:30, then the 7th at 2:30, and the next weekend as well, same show times. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.
Impossible things are happening every day. It's possible. It's possible. It's possible. It's possible. It's possible. It's possible. It's possible.